Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Indeed, say it with me, it's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 30th of April, and if you're asking where did this month go, I don't know either. At least it's still 2021, and we've got all the best technology news that's been happening for you, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. Well, we've been hearing about it, and finally, hey, here it comes, at least next month. Talking about Telegram's group video calls. Yep, Telegram CEO finally said that this version of Telegram will be updated to finally support group video calls starting next month. Now, a lot of people have been saying this is never going to happen. They announced this back in 2020, and nothing's moved forward. And in fact, it never did last year. The only thing we got was end-to-end encryption one-on-one video calls, and that was introduced in August of 2020. Speaking of end-to-end encryption and not confirmed yet, Telegram hasn't said if end-to-end encryption will also be part of their group calling feature. Sure would be nice if it was, especially since so many of us are still working from home, something Telegram has been trying to take advantage of since the shift did happen last year, which they actually didn't do too bad with. They actually reached the 400 million monthly active users, and that was back in April of 2020. All right, so we know now we can do Spotify paid subscriptions for podcasts, and now you can listen to the things in your little mini player on Facebook. This is basically Facebook saying, we don't want you to leave Facebook. Here, have a Spotify player. That's why they partnered with Spotify to make a little mini player for our newsfeed. That way you can play your music and, of course, podcasts within Facebook. And those of you wondering, well, maybe I could share it too. Well, indeed you will. Audio content can be shared from Spotify to Facebook, and then once, of course, you're on Facebook, listeners can press play and listen to it even as they scroll around. Now, this mini player at launch is not available worldwide yet. In fact, it's only hitting 27 markets to start with. Of course, the US will be one of them, along with the UK, and that's about all we've got confirmed right now. Spotify or Facebook hasn't really given us the full list of supporting countries just yet. It'll be pretty easy to know if you've got the feature or not, though. Users will see the mini player on the shared videos, then a play button will surface after the video finishes, and that's where you can start playing your song or podcast. Finally. Ever wonder why we haven't been seeing Eddie Q on stage much lately? This may be why. Now, even though it was almost 8 years ago, apparently Mr. Q over there at Apple wanted to bring iMessage on over to Android. Yep, you heard that right. Apple Senior VP of Software and Services wanted to devote a full team to iMessage for support on Android devices. Now, I'm sure a lot of you out there thinking, yeah, why not? Well, the diehard Apple people out there are going, hell no. Well, apparently the other executives at Apple thought that way. Hell no. In fact, he was overruled by all the other executives, so Eddie was kind of out on his own then. Now, what's funny about this, does kind of hark back to when FaceTime was starting to be prime time. In fact, Steve Jobs initially wanted to make it open standard, meaning it would be available on both platforms, maybe even Windows too. But ultimately, in the end, it was restricted to iOS devices. Yep, the same fate as iMessage. And I'm pretty sure that both services, yeah, will stay that way. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed, of course, to the news show over there. The Mac show's there, too, the photo show, of course, and the ever-popular Big Show. You, of course, can find the British Tech Network on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come be a part of our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the BTN family today. So come on over to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of April. We'll see you in May. And thank you, as always, for listening.